Now we visit a research facility on the UW-Madison campus that's open for researchers in the public and private realms. It's called Biotron and can recreate any kind of climate on Earth except, apparently, Antarctica.
Hannah Carey joins us now from the Netherlands to tell us more about it. She's the director of Biotron and a professor of comparative biosciences at the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. Hannah, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be with you.
Well, so start us out by answering the question, what is Biotron? How do you describe it?
The Biotron is a research facility on the UW-Madison campus that provides very unique environments for researchers at UW-Madison, others at the UW, within the UW system, and even for commercial clients in the area that want to take advantage of environments that they may not be able to get anywhere else.
So talk about the environments that you can create in Biotron. What's the variety of things that someone might see if they went from project to project there?
Well, someone who takes a walk through the Biotron, as our staff do on a daily basis when they're monitoring the rooms, are moving from an environment like the Arctic, where hibernating ground squirrels are sleeping away in little caged burrows, to the tropics, where it's moist, high humidity, and very, very warm, to rooms where the light is changing in intensity and products, plants can be tested at a range of light intensities that will affect their growth or their shelf life, and even into the freeze-thaw cycles that we often notice on our roads when concrete is buckling and changing when we go through our temperature extremes. We have researchers in the College of Engineering who are studying concrete, and they use our room to simulate wide ranges of temperature.
Are there other facilities out there like Biotron, or is it one of its kind?
This is really a unique facility. There's maybe, even worldwide, there's maybe only about five at the most that can do the range that we do. That is, provide these controlled environments for not only plants, animals of many types, various materials for research and testing, and also, as I say, commercial clients who want to make sure their customers have a reliable product and that holds up well under different environmental capabilities. So we are very unique with the breadth that we can offer.
It's got to free up researchers, because if you're, you know, that engineer studying freeze-thaw and you're hoping to do that in Wisconsin in December, you would have been out of luck because there wasn't a lot of freezing going on. If you're trying to study, as you said, maybe potatoes or something like that, how is this product going to work on a potato in Wisconsin versus the deep south or something like that? When you get researchers who first check this thing out, do they weep tears of joy that they have this opportunity?
Do. In fact, sometimes we have people come through that had no idea a facility like this was available. They've heard about it through the grapevine, or we're starting to present at various trade and research conferences, and people come up and say, wow, this is just what I've been looking for. And you're right, we have a study going right now in terms of potatoes that Dr. Bethke's group in the Department of Horticulture on campus is simulating summer, hot summer weather for potatoes right now to see how heat stress affects potato growth. So it doesn't really matter what season for certain projects that you're in the calendar year, you can simulate it in the Biotron.
Can you tell us a little bit about how it works, how you get these precisely controlled microclimates within a single building? I'm sure the answer could take a day, but give us the outline.
Yeah, well, you know, we're lucky in that the building was built, it was really built in the late 60s, and it was designed in a way where rooms are isolated, and some of them are even noise and vibration isolated as well. But this allows multiple air handling units to be matched with individual rooms and provide very precise control over temperatures from -5 Fahrenheit up to 110 we can go with some of these rooms. Humidity also in a huge range. And as I said, lighting, et cetera. But a critical part of this, of course, is monitoring. You really need to know and be able to see what's happening in each room. And for this, we're very fortunate that a of course, a local Wisconsin company right from our state, Johnson Controls, is responsible for the sensors and the computer control systems that automate these rooms and allow us to provide the best assurance for the researchers and the commercial clients that we're on top of any slight deviation in the pattern that they request.
And as I understand it, it's really important that researchers can isolate parts of their project from each other so that, I don't know, the potatoes in room A don't contaminate the ones in B, or I think the snails were an issue, that snails don't accidentally breed with the wrong kind of snail in the next room over. So these are really, really isolated from one another, too.
Yes, that's right. I study hibernating ground squirrels, and my squirrels are very happy doing their hibernation thing in a cold, dark room, isolated in the room, yet next door to them is cheese being studied for temperature variations and light intensity. And in another room could be a certain plant being examined. So you would normally not be able to mix these kinds of research projects in such a close space, but because of the very, very controlled and beautifully isolated nature of the rooms and the way this building was built, we're able to do this very efficiently, actually.
Well, Hannah, it sounds fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Hannah Carey, director of Biotron and a professor of comparative biosciences in the UW-Madison School of Veterinary Medicine. She joined us there to talk about Biotron, a research facility at UW-Madison that can recreate almost any climate on Earth except for Antarctica.
I want to get the Biotron designers in here to Vilas Hall, where we basically have the opposite. We have no control of it. It's either we have two settings, too cold
blistering
or too hot
or
here in our studio. Yeah,
cold.
So we could each have our own microclimate, Veronica.
Oh, we could be an individual
at long last.